It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the first day of the lovely month of June? Are you well? I do hope so. Oh boy, the pots are boiling over in the kitchen this week. I've got a stove just full of goodies for you. There's a lot of listener news coming up and a special report for us from listener Helmut Matt from Germany. So don't touch that dial.
Did you hear the news? On the radio today, people have agreed to give their love away. I can't wait to be there in line. No, no. Politicians have agreed to honor and obey. They'll come down and listen to what the people say. I can't wait to be there in line.
Do-be-do-be-do-be-do-bye.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
I love that song. It's the South African group Freshly Ground, and the title, I bet you guessed it, is Doobie Doo. Did that whet your appetite? I hope so, because it's time for the main course, the quiz. On the 27th of April, I asked you a question about Ukraine, which held its presidential election on the 21st of April. I asked you to send in the name of the winner and two unusual, or the first time for the country, things about him. The answers are: Ukrainians elected Volodymyr Zelensky to serve as their sixth president. For the firsts, Volodymyr Zelensky is the country's first president who is an actor. He has no political experience at all. And as you've probably heard, Zelensky was immensely popular on a TV series called Servant of the People, which was about a history teacher who suddenly found himself as president. Well, guess what? Here's an actor who suddenly found himself as president, and the name of his political party is, you guessed it, Servant of the People. The other first for Ukraine with Zelensky's victory, he is Ukraine's first Jewish leader. Volodymyr Zelensky took his oath of office on the 20th of May. Good luck, President Zelensky. The winners of this week's quiz are Shazad Shabir, the president of the PAK France International Listeners Club in District Sahiwal in Pakistan. There's Ume Kulsum Khatun, a member of the Students Oriental Radio Club in Murshidabad, India, and RFI Listeners Club members Samir Mukhopadhyay from Kolkata, India, Helmut Matt from Herbolzheim, Germany, and Mr. Wonderful Tulip Grower, Hans Werner Lolicke from Hedehusen, Denmark. Did you see the lovely photos on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page of Hans' tulip garden? Beautiful. Hans added a note with his quiz answer. Here's what he had to say. I've been involved with Ukraine since 1996, even though I don't speak Ukrainian or Russian. For 6 years, I worked in a group under the YMCA Europe. Listeners, that stands for the Young Men's Christian Association. Hans Werner Lolicke is not only growing tulips, he spent his life involved in good works, big things and small things. I admire him a lot. Hans goes on, I worked with the YMCA in Ukraine, helping them to get a fresh start and to develop. The four last years, I chaired the group and made many friends in Ukraine. Last September, they invited me to Kiev for their 25-year celebration. My wife, Inga Lise, went with me because she's also been involved with Ukraine through Women's World Day of Prayer. We've both established contact with a very small Lutheran church. I hope, with the majority of Ukrainians, that the new president can give them a brighter future, but it's a very, very difficult task. I hope that life improves for the Ukrainians too, Hans. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. The world's largest democratic exercise are the polls in India. What is the world's second largest democratic exercise? The Europeans, as we call them. The Europeans are the elections held every 5 years across the 28 member states of the European Union. Soon to be 27, however, but that's a different story. Anyway, every 5 years, we all vote for our country representatives in the 751-member European Parliament. The elections were last week. The results were in this past Sunday. So no surprise what the question is there? Yep. I want you to write in with the results of the French vote. Which party won the most seats? Which party came in second? And which party, surprisingly, came in third? I also want you to tell me about voter turnout here in France. What was it this time, and what was it in our last European elections in 2014? Just the French voter turnout, not Europe-wide turnout, although that's interesting too. Okay, it's a lot, I know. Send in the names of the three French parties which won the most votes, number one, number two, number three. And send in the French voter turnout for this past week's European Parliament elections, as well as the turnout for the last election held in 2014. Got it? The three parties and voter turnout for 2019 and 2014. You have until the 1st of July to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 6th of July to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello, I am Aros and you are listening to the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
I've got a co-chef with me in the kitchen this week. Here's DXer Helmut Matt from Herbolzheim, Germany, with news about a KBS World Radio conference he went to last week.
Hello, RFI listeners, wherever you are now. This is Helmut Matt calling from Germany. I'm a radio enthusiast and a great fan of Susan Owensby's Sound Kitchen. There's something I want to share with you today. It's about a nice radio event. Well, 22 DXers and radio friends have met for a KBS World Radio Listeners Assembly in Frankfurt City last Sunday. We had great talks about radio, about shortwave, and about our DX hobby. There was also a live conference via phone with KBS studios in the South Korean capital of Seoul. We were all quite impressed by a slideshow with pictures from North Korea presented by an NGO member who is a frequent visitor in that country. Wow. Life for the people must be really very hard in such a place. I guess you can imagine what a contrast it made when the second referee showed us his travel impressions from his latest trip to the southern part of the Korean Peninsula. To me, it seemed that the two neighbor countries are quite located on different planets. Of course, we also talked about KBS World Radio programs and about their transmissions on shortwave. Like many other international radio stations, KBS is also discussing measures to save money, so the cost of shortwave broadcast is always an important topic. Most of us listeners are shortwave fans, and certainly we all hope that KBS will stay on the air for many more years. At the end of our meeting, we had nice food in a Korean restaurant nearby, and all in all, I think we had all a great time, which I now wanted to share with you. Best 73 and 55 to my DX friends from all over the world, especially from Germany, Austria, from Pakistan, India, and from down under. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Helmut. There are some photos from the conference on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Club's Facebook pages for you to look at. Speaking of Facebook, many listeners have sent in photos of their iftar meals, have you? If you're a member of an independent RFI English club, just post them on the page. If not, send them to me at thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr, and I'll get them up for you. You can see the photos on both the RFI English club's page and the Sound Kitchen page. There are also some nice photos of the Golden Eagles RFI Club and the Kaptai RFI Fan Club presenting Ramadan gifts, and a lot of photos from Sutomo Huang of the Ramadan Directions in his town, Singkawang in West Kalimantan, Indonesia. Boy, are they lovely. What a pretty town you live in, Sutomo Huang. Sutomo Wang is a member of the International Broadcasting Listeners Club in West Kalimantan. Hearty congratulations go to Muhammad Shamim from Kerala State in India. Aside from radio and football, Muhammad's passion is cooking. One of his recipes is in the Sound Kitchen Cookbook, and now he's a TV star, too. One of Muhammad's recipes was featured on the AsiaNet program Taste Time, and you can see the clip on the RFI English Club's Facebook page. Again, thanks to all of you who posted or sent in your photos this week. The pages are so much more fun when you're all involved. Great news! Last week, RFI Listeners Club member Kamini Khatun from Odisha, India was a winner, and I was afraid for her after the storm. Mrs. Khatun wrote in this week. She's fine. I was so happy to have your note, Kamini Khatun.
Thank you.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Pauline Leduc, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. As you know, my favorite music has come to an end, but I promise to play the pieces that didn't make it on the air the first time around. This week, it's from the batch of requests for favorite songs sung by female singers. It's a request from today's co-chef, Helmut Matt. Herr Helmut wanted to hear from his favorite soprano, Rugula Mulemann. Helmut wrote, "She's my favorite female singer of these days. Her voice is young and fresh and full of life. She started her career as the most beautiful Antrin I ever saw in Weber's opera Der Freischütz. I'm a great fan of hers, and of course I have all her CDs and videos in my collection. My favorite song with Rugula Mulemann is Mozart's Exultate Jubilate." And you shall have it, Helmut. Thanks for introducing me to this young singer. I'd never heard of her before. And you're right, it's a lively and fresh voice. I bet she was a lovely Antrin. Listen up, everyone. This is a beautiful piece by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Again, it's called Exultate Jubilate, which means exult, rejoice. Mozart wrote it in 1773, and I hope it makes you exult and rejoice. It sure does me. It's a good piece for Ascension Thursday, which Christians around the world celebrated this past Thursday. And for those of you who have been observing Ramadan, may you have a wonderful Eid al-Fitr, Eid Mubarak. Exult, rejoice, my sisters and brothers. That's a wish for us all. And thanks, Helmut, for your request. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.